There's no mister. It's just Higgins, sir.
National Broadcasting Company presents a new comedy series, It's Higgins, Sir, created and transcribed by Paul Harrison and starring Harry McNaughton as Higgins. It's been 6 weeks since the Roberts family inherited a Queen Anne silver service and an English butler. The many peculiarities of American life have been a constant stumbling block to Higgins. All the big and little things that make life in America so different from life in Great Britain have kept him in constant turmoil. On this particular morning, Higgins is about to meet another one of those differences. Right now, a hobo is headed for the Roberts house to ask for a handout. He's about a block away.
Boy, Higgins, that silver sure shines when you get through polishing it.
Master Thomas, old silver is rather like a woman. Lots of attention, careful handling, and good polishing now and again makes it last longer.
Come on, Tommy. You'd better get going or we'll be late for the ball game.
Ball game? I was under the impression your father had given you some work to do.
You mean mowing the lawn?
Weeding the flower beds?
Precisely. You know, in England, a father would not be as gentle as your father. Discipline is very rigid.
Discipline? What's that?
Well, you know, Debbie. Discipline is when we don't get to play baseball.
Let me explain. Discipline is the keystone in building of character. You both want character, don't you?
Gosh, no. Who wants to be a character?
Hey, look, Higgins, we'll do our jobs, but the ball game is important because we promised to be there. You see, I'm pitching today.
And I'm catching. Please, Tommy, don't throw any knuckleballs.
Well, gee whiz, why not? It's my best pitch. Why can't I throw knuckleballs?
They hit me in the knuckles. Don't worry about our work, Higgins. We'll do it later.
Yeah, the grass won't grow much during the ball game.
Knuckleball? What on earth is a knuckleball? A ball with knuckles on it? A knuckle with a ball on it? Oh, this is silly. Good morning, sir.
Ah, good morning. Is the lady of the house in?
Mr. and Mrs. Roberts are both out. I'm Higgins.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt the wedding.
The wedding?
Yes, that suit.
There's no wedding. This suit I wear all the time, sir. I'm a butler.
Oh, I see. Oh! Oh, you're an English butler.
My accent should make it obvious that I'm not from Dixie. My word, sir. Look at your clothes. Have you been in an accident?
Oh, what's the matter? Am I bleeding somewhere?
Your clothes, sir. They're all tattered and torn. In shreds, as it were.
Oh, yes, my clothes. Well, you see, I'm on kind of a walking tour through America.
Yes.
These are my walking clothes. I wouldn't dream of wearing my tuxedo. These were made special for me. California casuals.
My word, yes. How chic.
Yes. Say, don't they have hobos in England?
Hobos, sir? What are hobos?
Hobos, you know, Knights of the Road. I'm a charter member.
Oh, no. No, in England we have nothing like that. If you care to leave your name, I'll tell Mrs. Roberts you called.
Oh, my name? Well, my name is Pinky. You see, I'm a friend of the family.
Pinky?
Yes.
Friend of the family, Pinky? I don't recall anyone in the family of Roberts mentioning a friend called Pinky. Were you expected, sir?
Oh, yes, I was expected. Don't tell me you didn't get my telegram.
Oh, no, we didn't, sir. No, what a shame. The Robertses would have stayed at home to greet you.
Well, I'm just as happy they didn't. This way, I'll get a chance to have a bite to eat and clean up before they come home.
Yes. Bite to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how rude of me, sir. Come in and sit down, would you?
Oh, thanks, Higgins, thanks. I haven't et all day.
Et?
Yeah.
Et. If I knew what that meant, I'd sympathize with you.
Well, et. You know, that's the past tense of eat. You see, for the past few days, I've been so tense, I haven't been eating so good.
You haven't been eating. How about a bit of turkey, sir? There's nothing like a spot of fowl for a mid-morning snack.
Fowl, okay, bring it out. And don't bother to slice it. I'll sort of browse over the carcass.
You know, I admire you so much in your physical life, walking all over America. Ah, the outdoor life, you know. My word, you're quite a sportsman, sir.
Oh, yes. And on Sundays, I play polo. Are you sure they don't have hobos in England? No, Knights of the Road?
No, sir, no, but we do have Knights of the Bath.
Bath? Please, not while I'm eating.
Will you be staying overnight, sir?
Well, I wasn't exactly planning on it.
I'm sure Mr. Roberts would insist. I'll make up the bed in the spare room. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I left my khakis mitt in the kitchen, Tommy.
Well, hurry up and get it.
Tommy, look! A bum!
A real bum?
Right there, sitting in our kitchen, eating.
Gee, are you a real bum, mister?
Please, I am a hobo. There's a big difference between a bum and a hobo.
What's the difference?
Difference? Well, what's the difference between beer and champagne?
I don't know. I drink milk.
Hey, does Higgins know you're a bum?
No, please, a hobo. Well, I just remembered a previous engagement. I think I better get going.
I thought bums didn't have any place to go.
Hobos, darling, hobos. Sure, I got a place. Nice little camp in Ferguson's Woods.
A camp in Ferguson's Woods?
Oh, boy, can we come along and see it?
Of course you can. Come along. I'll just slip this turkey here and right in my bandana. Pretty big. There. Now, back in the stick, and away we go.
Oh, Mr. Pinky. Mr. Pinky, did you have any luggage? My word, he's gone. Oh, I see, there he goes, across the yard with Miss Deborah and Master Thomas. I gather they know him. Come to think of it, Master Thomas must know him. They both dress the same way. Yes, madam. Yes, madam. I saw you drive up.
Where are Tommy and Debbie?
They went off, sir, with someone called Pinky.
They went off to play? Then what I said this morning about discipline made no impression on them at all.
You went through all that this morning, dear.
I'm going through it again. I like the trip. Higgins, before you came to us, the children obeyed me. When I spoke to them, they paid attention. They understood what I said to them. Now, what has caused the change?
Could it be, sir, your pronunciation has gotten rather sloppy, sir?
I'm not here very much, Higgins. You're the man around the house now. As far as they're concerned, why, I'm just the man who comes to dinner.
Oh, I don't know, sir. The fact that you spend the night should start them thinking.
Higgins, you said they went with Pinky. Just who is this Pinky?
Why, the gentleman said he was a very old friend of the family.
An old friend of mine? But I don't know any Pinky.
Are you quite sure, sir? He's on a walking tour through America. Wears very old and tattered clothes.
Walking tour?
Yeah.
Old clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Higgins, did this old friend happen to come to the back door?
Yes, sir, he did.
Higgins, that man was a bum, a good-for-nothing loafer.
You know your friends better than I do, sir.
No, Higgins. I mean, this Pinky is no friend of mine. He's a tramp.
Tramp? Tramp? Oh, Mr. Roberts, you mean he lied to me?
That's right. He tricked you.
Why, the cad. I hope he falls off his horse the next time he plays polo.
Hi, here you are, kids. How do you like my little setup?
Gee, what a neat camp.
Camp? That's for Boy Scouts. This is a jungle. A hobo jungle.
Jungle? You mean it's full of lions and tigers?
No, just hobos.
Gee, Tommy, look, a campfire. Let's toast marshmallows. Boy, living outdoors like this, Pinky, you must have quite a bug collection.
You know, I used to have, but some DDT powder fixed me up.
Say, what do you do for a living, Pinky?
I'm a hobo.
Yeah, but what do you do for a living? How do you get money?
Money? Who needs money? Look at me. I'm happy, healthy, got all my hair, my stomach can digest anything, and I ain't worked. Not never.
Gee. Hey, do other people know about this?
Oh, the smart ones do. They become hobos like me.
Gosh, nobody makes you work and you don't have to mow the lawn.
Or weed any old flower beds.
I haven't done any work in 20 years.
I'm going to be a bum when I grow up.
Me too. A lady bum.
Kids, please. Not bums. Hobos. Nature's noblemen. Well, you kids got the right idea, too. All a man's problems are because he works too hard. You got to relax. That's the motto. Relax. No insomnia, no ulcers, no bald head.
You mean working hard to make a living makes a man bald?
Sure. You never saw a bald-headed woman, did you?
Mommy, is that you?
Yeah, Pop.
Come into the den, please.
Sure.
Me too, Pop.
Yes. Sit down, both of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, are we all comfortable?
Oh, sure, Pop.
Fine. Now, Tommy, what about the grass?
I'm going to mow it, and I'm going to weed the flower beds.
Yes, but when we had our little chat this morning, you were going to do it right away.
Well, Pop, things came up.
I talked to you about building character and about discipline. Tommy, don't you want to be a success in life? Don't you want to be respected when you grow up? Think about being a man. Now, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A hobo. I want to be a lady hobo.
You mean you both want to be bums?
Hobos, they're different. Pinky told us all about it.
But get out of the yard and go to work.
But Pinky said...
I don't care what Pinky said. Now, you get out of the yard and do your work.
Yes, sir. Come on, Debbie.
Yes, sir.
Bums. Higgins.
You called,
Yes. Higgins, that bum you invited into the house and fed has been talking to Tommy and Debbie. Now, they want to be bums.
Oh, I wouldn't allow that, sir.
Well, I don't intend to allow it. I'm going to take things in hand around here.
And it's high time, too, sir. Why, I told the children that American fathers were quite lax compared to fathers in England.
Oh, are they? Now, what would a father in England do?
Well, for one thing, Master Thomas would be packed off to military school this fall.
Military school?
Yes.
What an idea. Higgins, it's a sensational idea.
Oh, aren't we lucky you thought of it, sir?
Yes. Now I'm on the right track. Military school discipline, that's the ticket. The old-fashioned father, loved but respected. Ah, my father was like that. Why, every time I think of Dad, I have to stand up.
Out of respect, sir?
No, shooting pains where I sit. Oh. Yes, Higgins, the iron hand is just what this family needs.
Oh, I admire that fire in your eyes,
yes,
sir.
And we'll start with you.
But I'm too old for military school, sir.
Discipline for you, Higgins. Don't feed any more bums in my house.
If you say so, sir.
My mind is made up. Oh, Elizabeth?
I'm in the living room, dear.
Elizabeth, I have come to a decision about Tommy.
Oh?
My mind is made up, so don't try to stop me.
Have you found some way to persuade him to mow the lawn, dear?
Yes. He's going to military school this fall.
Oh, to mow their lawn? Military school?
Yes, my dear. That boy needs discipline, and that's where he'll get it. And in the fall, he goes to military school. Now, that's my decision, and it's final.
Philip, you can't mean it. Our little Tommy going to military school?
Right. And when I make up my mind, now it stays made up. Oh, is that you, Tommy?
Yeah, Pop. I'm getting a drink of water.
Very well. Thomas, come into the living room.
Thomas? Gee, another talk, Pop.
Yes, sit down, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Your mother and I have decided to send you to military school this fall.
You leave me out of this, Philip.
Military school?
Yes, and it's for your own good, son. It'll make a man of you.
But I'm too young to be a man.
They will teach you discipline and industry. That's my decision, Tommy. Now go back to mowing the lawn.
Gee whiz, a soldier. Next thing you know, I'll just fade away.
Philip, I insist you change your mind about this wild idea. I won't have Tommy going away from home. He's too young. Where are you going?
To write a letter to East Point Military Academy about Tommy entering school in the fall.
Philip, if you insist on this ridiculous thing, I'll never speak to you again.
Don't be silly, darling. How are you going to ask me for money?
Master Thomas.
We're in here in my bedroom.
What's going on?
Tommy and me are packing.
Packing?
Yes, and you gotta promise not to tell.
Promise, Higgins.
But I don't know what I'm promising.
It's better that way. Promise.
Oh, very well, I promise.
Hey, you're running away.
I'm going to tell your father.
You promised. You can't tell.
Oh, drat.
We'll show Mom and Pop. You see, we got bundles and bandanas tied to sticks.
Just like Pinky's.
Yeah, we had a talk with him. He told us about Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson.
Those rebels?
He told us about freedom.
Yeah, he said I should be free to decide about the military school myself.
Pinky said nobody can make an American do anything.
So, the revolution is on us again.
So we're leaving.
Leaving?
Say goodbye to Mom and Pop for us.
say goodbye.
May I ask where you intend to go?
It's the open road for us.
Open road. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. If I had any foresight, I'd have sprinkled that turkey I gave to Pinky with arsenic.
Is that you, Higgins?
Only a shell of my former self, sir.
Well, would this shell be good enough to get lunch? I'm starving.
It's almost ready, sir.
Hey, where are the kids going? I thought I saw them go out just now.
Oh, did you, sir?
Come to think of it, I did.
Notice anything else, sir?
No, can't say I did.
Oh, think hard. You must have noticed something.
It's silly, of course, but now that you mention it, I thought they were carrying little bandana bundles tied to sticks and, you know, like they were running away.
Oh, good day.
You know, running away.
Oh, you got it, and I didn't tell you.
Higgins, who is responsible for this? This is your fault, Higgins. You were that good-for-nothing bum Pinky you introduced them to.
Sorry, I gather I must have pulled the bloomer.
Yes, you certainly did. Now, I'll you find that bum and drive him out of town. Now, you go out to the kids and bring them back.
Immediately, sir.
And as for Pinky, I'll make him wish that freight car he came into town on had been wrecked. Now, you. Hey, you there. You, is your name Pinky?
That's right, friend. Care to join me?
No. I'm here to tell you to get out. You're ruining my family. You're a good-for-nothing... Stop eating and listen to me. You are a good... Hey, what's that you're eating?
Mulligan stew. Pull up a rock and sit down. You're all excited.
No, I'm going to finish what I came here to do. I... Real Mulligan stew?
The very best.
Well.
Hey, you're pretty tense. Relax.
Yeah. Nope. I came here to... Mulligan stew, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it certainly smells good.
Well, here. Have a tomato can full.
I came here to... Well, very good. Well, that's wonderful.
I thought you'd like it. You're in trouble, ain't you? I can tell. Now, you forget your troubles, friend. Believe me, it ain't important.
Not important?
Nope.
Why, you're ruining the relationship between me and my son, Tommy. He's been coming to see you, and he's getting to hate me.
Hate you? You're crazy. Why, the kid said you were the greatest. A real swell pop.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
They really think that?
Sure.
Well.
But they think you're all tensed up, all knotted up on the inside. Here, let me give you another helping of Mulligan.
Oh, thanks, Pinky.
There you are.
What's in it?
Don't ask. Yeah. There you are. Now you're relaxing. You know, I can tell by a guy's hair if he's relaxing. When he's taking it easy, his hair lies nice and relaxed on his head.
Uh-huh.
But when he's all tensed up and digging for money, the hair stands right up an end, looking for a place to jump.
It wasn't fair, Higgins. No, you promised not to tell.
Oh, I didn't tell. Your father saw you leave.
Oh, hello, children. What are those bandanas and sticks? What are you doing with them?
They were playing hobo, madam.
Oh, how cute. I think that must be fun.
Well, hello, everybody. Anybody home?
Oh, here you all are. Well, what's the matter around here? Can't anybody smile?
I'm smiling, sir.
You call that a smile? Look, Higgins, when Tommy was 2 years old, he ate a pickled onion he took out of my martini, and he looked just like that.
Sorry, sir.
You know, Higgins, you've got to learn to relax. You're all nervous and tense.
Oh, I'm not tense, sir. I always stand rigid like this and vibrate a little.
Tommy, son, look at me.
Yes, sir.
Tommy, you don't want to go to that military school, do you?
No, Pop.
Well, don't go, Tommy. This is a free country. This is the land of liberty.
Gee, you talk just like Pinky Pop.
What is a Pinky Pop?
Gee, do you mean I don't have to go, Pop? I can stay here with you and Nancy and Mom and Debbie and Higgins?
I'm so glad you included me, even if I am the caboose.
Philip,
did you really change your mind?
There, you see before you a new man. A man who knows how to live, to relax, and stop worrying. Ah, Pinky has the right idea. I made a mistake, my dear, and I'm willing to admit it.
That's all right, dear. You were just tired and irritable.
Oh, it was more than that. You know, Pinky has the right philosophy. Tommy, Debbie, here's $1 apiece for you. Now go out and have a good time.
Boy, oh boy, we got the best pop in the whole world.
Ah, now they're both smiling again. Elizabeth, I'm very sorry for the way I acted. Now, can you ever forgive me?
Oh, of course, dear. Everything's fine now.
Look, well, what are you doing at home? Why aren't you out shopping? Go on shopping.
Oh, shopping, dear?
Yes.
But you usually make such a fuss.
Oh, that was the old me. I want you to go downtown right now and shop. The sky is the limit. Buy what you want. Don't worry.
Buy anything I want.
Anything, my dear. And while you're buying, remember, money isn't everything. It can't buy happiness.
Oh, you're so right, sir. But isn't it fun to try?
Oh, no, that's not for me. Go ahead, Elizabeth. Live a little.
Oh, Philip, you're wonderful. You're just wonderful. I'm going downtown right now. Goodbye, dear.
I tell you, Higgins, you are looking at the new me.
Yes, sir. Whatever happened to the old you?
Yes. You know, Higgins, the whole trick is just to relax.
Yes, sir.
I'm going into the den and lie down. And relax, just relax. Oh, this is the life.
No, oh, no, no, say it isn't so. No, okay. No!
What is it, Mr. Roberts? What is it, sir? Wake up, wake up.
Huh? What?
Wake up.
I was asleep. Oh, what a horrible dream I had.
Yes, you were having a nightmare, sir. Relax, sir.
I always did wake up feeling terrible if I sleep during the day. I hate naps.
What were you dreaming, sir?
Crazy, crazy dream.
Yes?
I dreamt I sent Mrs. Roberts out shopping and she bought a mink coat.
You dreamt that?
Yes, imagine a man being a fool enough to do a thing like that.
You did send her shopping, sir.
Yes. What?
Remember, before you fell asleep, you just come from visiting Pinky?
Oh, now I remember. Oh, that bum Pinky, he did that to me. Come to think of it, it's your fault. It's your fault, Higgins. You brought him into my life.
I gather this is the old you again, sir.
Oh, look at those flower beds out there. Weeds, nothing but weeds.
Some of the weeds are blooming, sir. Rather attractive, I'd say.
Yeah, the ragweed is blooming, and I get hay fever. Oh, here she comes. Oh, what did I do in my madness?
Remember, Mr. Roberts, remember, sir, relax. Money isn't everything.
Yeah, how would I know? I probably don't have any left.
Oh, darling. Wait till you see all the things I bought. I got a new coat. Oh, it's just beautiful. Wait till you see the mink.
Oh, no. No, no. My father warned me not to marry a woman.
Mink collar, dear. Not mink collar. Oh, it was such a bargain, I just couldn't resist.
Yeah, how hard were you trying?
Oh, not at all. I kept remembering what you said about not being able to take it with you.
I don't want to take it with me, but I'd like to have some of it while I'm here.
And I got 4 new dresses. Wait till you see the expensive material.
Higgins, open the window. I can't breathe.
Immediately, sir.
The material is so beautiful, it'll take your breath away.
Yeah, I beat you to it.
I brought some of the things home with me. Should I go up and try them on for you?
Yeah. You go up and try them on.
I won't be but a few minutes.
Maybe some of the things won't fit her, and she'll have to take them back.
Yes, well, I have work to do, sir.
Come back here, Higgins.
Yes, sir.
Higgins, you invited that bum into this house. You.
Yes, sir. Yes. Anything else, sir?
Yes. Now you can go out to Ferguson's Woods and drive Pinky out of there.
Me, sir? Yes. Go to the woods?
You go out there and get rid of Pinky. He's ruining my life.
I'll go at once, sir.
And Higgins.
Yes, sir.
Don't eat any of his mulligan stew. It'll make you stupid.
I say, are you there? Anyone at home?
Oh, it's you. Hi, pal.
My word, you live here? No wonder you have such an undisciplined attitude towards life. Why, you live like an animal.
Well, did you ever hear of an animal having ulcers or getting bald?
I certainly have. The bald eagle.
They're all excited. Now, take it easy. Pull up a rock and sit down.
In my state of mind, I wouldn't dare pick up a rock. Pinky, you've got to go.
Well, I ain't going to get excited. That's life. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
What's that revolting-looking mess in that tomato can?
Oh, that's Mulligan's stew, that's all.
Oh, yes, Mulligan's stew. I've heard all about your Mulligan's stew. Makes you feel stupid. Smells like... It's simply delicious.
Yeah. Sit down, Higgins. How about a can of stew for you?
No. Well, if you insist... Take a small helping.
Okay, coming right up. Here. There you are. Mulligan Deluxe. Dig in. Enjoy yourself. Revel in the pleasures of this moment.
Please. Oh, I say this Mulligan is so good, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Some nice cold lemonade.
Thank you. Let me taste it and see if there's enough sugar in it. Not enough sugar.
All right, dear. I'll get sugar for you right away.
Thomas, keep mowing.
Yes, Father. I just stopped to wipe the perspiration off my face, Father.
Debbie?
Yes, Father?
You missed a weed right over there.
Yes, Father. I'll get it right away, Father.
Ah, there you are, sir.
Yes, yes, Higgins, here I am. And as you can see, I had the situation in my family well under control. Now, what about you? Did you drive Pinky out of Ferguson's woods as I ordered you to do?
Pinky is no longer in Ferguson's woods, sir.
Good. Then he's not there.
No, sir. He's here.
He's here? Higgins!
Yeah, here I am. Hello, Mr. Roberts.
You good-for-nothing loafer. You relaxer, you.
Me? No, not anymore, Mr. Roberts. I've changed.
Mr. Roberts, you're looking at the new Pinky.
That's right. Gee, everything is just like you said, Higgins. There's Mr. Roberts, sitting there like a king. Mrs. Roberts fanning him, a lemonade in his hand. The kid's doing all the hard work around the yard. Gee, what a picture. This is for me.
You see, Mr. Roberts, Pinky wants a job now. Honest work.
A job? Mm. Honest work? Well, Higgins, I don't know how you did this, but it's fine. I'll give you a job, Pinky. Today, you can help the kids with the work in the yard. And tomorrow, I'll see what I can do about a regular job.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Roberts. I'll go to work right away. Thanks a lot, Higgins.
Higgins?
Yes, sir?
Just what did you tell Pinky to change him like this?
It was very simple, sir. I told him what a wonderful thing it was to be happily married, to have a wife who was a fine cook and who skimped and saved her husband's money. And what a thrill it was to have children who helped around the yard and the house cheerfully and with a smile. When he got the idea, he decided he was willing to work for it.
Well, I don't blame him. It sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, but who do you know who has all that?
You, sir.
Me?
You have even more.
What's that?
You have me, sir.
This has been It's Higgins, Sir, a new comedy series starring Harry McNaughton with Vera Ellen, Charles Neville, Norma Jane Marlowe, Ethel Owen, and Bob Hay. It's Higgins, Sir was directed and transcribed by Paul Harrison and written by Paul Harrison and Rick Bullard.
Join Jack Pearl and Mimi Benzel next on NBC.